This is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for February 1988. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, a big thanks to the 100-plus who sent us cards and letters during this past holiday season. We obviously can't answer them all, so please accept our sincere thanks. Both Mike and myself received numerous cards from the membership of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service and from members of DX News Magazine. Again, thank you very much. From Tim Handel comes word that our favorite radio station, Radio Moscow via Cuba, can be heard on 1040 kilohertz nightly from 5 until 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you haven't had a chance to hear that, try it, 1040 kilohertz. And speaking of Cuban station, we can use your help in updating the Cuban station list that we have in the National Radio Club's computer database. If you have any information on call signs, frequencies, and locations of Cuban stations, please drop that information to Mike Nitter at headquarters. And just in case you don't have headquarters address, it's National Radio Club, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. From Dave Schmidt, if you're looking for just about any type of RF connector, UHF, NB, and C, etc., try RF Connection. They're located at 213 North Frederick Avenue, Suite 11-F, Gaithersburg, Maryland, 20877. And their phone number is area code 301-840-5477. They also have a supply of the UG636A and UG971 type plugs, which are used with the R390 and R390A receivers, and they're only at a cost of $5 apiece. For those of you that are in the Midwest, DX Mid-America has several booklets available for a reasonable price. All you have to do is drop them a self-addressed stamped envelope or a mint 22-cent stamp in the mail to John Rieger, and he'll send you an info sheet. Pan Am Plus contains every Pan American TA and TP logging report to HT&T, and it's available for U.S. $2.44. All you have to do is write to John Rieger, R-I-E-G-E-R, 801 Sherman Street, South Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53172. We've had a lot of comments concerning the renewal of subscriptions for the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service and how to let you know when you're about to run out of subscriptions. We've made it a little easier, at least we think. Here's what we're going to start doing with this edition of the audio service. Anyone who is up for renewal on this edition will have a sticker attached to their cassette. When you get this sticker, this means that this is your last edition of the DX Audio Service and that you must renew if you want any more cassettes. So be sure to remember that. Otherwise, you'll have to have someone read your label. We always print the information as far as when your subscription is about to run out on the label. However, we think this will make it a lot easier. So remember, if you find a sticker attached to your cassette, it simply reads that this is your last edition of the DX Audio Service. What is more desired, what is more needed, what is more exalted than a picture of Jerry Starr in his hot air balloon or the thought of Bob Walker and Robin Leach moving into the apartment next to you or perhaps even Phil Wayne marrying into your family? I can tell you what that is, and that is the April Fool's edition of the DX Audio Service. That's coming up very soon, and in particular, that is our anniversary, believe it or not, of the audio service, having produced the first audio service in April of 1985. But we will be putting out the April Fool's edition on the April 1988 tape. Now, if you'd like to be part of this whole fiasco and send something in, just be sure you get your material to us by no later than March the 10th. It has to be in our hands by March the 10th for us to use it here on the audio service. And if you have any radio bloopers, guffaws, mistakes, or perhaps you have an interesting story to tell. Now, you can either do that on cassette or you can just type it out and send it to me and I'll read it on the audio service. Be sure you have that material to us by March the 10th for the April Fool's edition of the DX Audio Service. Now, here's a gentleman who is no fool to us all. This guy comes prepared. He even brings in his own microphone. I like using this old Wolfman Jack Shure 55 6S. And John, he brings in his very own RCA 77DX to do his program. And I have to admit, John, it does have a lot of class. Of course, you have a lot of class. So what more can I say than here's John with a trivia question. John, do you have something for us?
Well, yes, Fred. The trivia question for February 1988 here on the DX Audio Service may be a little more thought-provoking than some. And by that I mean after you've heard the question and perhaps after you've developed or heard the answer, it may still bother you a little bit, the fact that that we're going to be asking you to come up with. The Communications Act of 1934, even as amended as many times as it has been since 1934, called upon the FCC to develop a program of broadcasting that would make available news, entertainment, and information to all of the American people. Now, that's not a quote from the Communications Act, but something very close to it. Now, you might think that that meant that all the American people should be treated equally. But far be it from that. Okay, having said that, you might think, well, perhaps the upper tip of Maine or somewhere out in the open spaces of the far west, maybe there aren't that many people out there, and so there aren't that many broadcast stations. And of course, that's true. But let's look at it a different way. Different frequencies are treated in different ways. First of all, some of the frequencies are clear channel frequencies, 660, 670, and 700, 1200. Those clear channel frequencies, although they are now being broken down, regrettably, still, over the years, they have had radio stations that serve vast areas, particularly at night. In fact, WWL used to have as part of their station identifications around 11 or 12 o'clock exactly that statement, that they serve vast areas of the United States at night because they have no other stations to compete with on that frequency. But now, if you look at all of the frequency assignments in the United States, there are three states in the United States that have no frequency assignments for their broadcasting stations below 800 kilohertz. That is, there are three states where there are no stations in the entire state operating below 800. And almost unbelievably, one of the three states has no station below 900 on the dial. The lower frequencies are particularly important because, with only 1,000 or 5,000 watts of power, frequently those stations can be heard 100 or more miles away. The lower frequencies tend to propagate better in the absence of any electrical noise. Having said that, this month's trivia question is, can you name the three states that have no operating broadcast stations below 800 kilohertz? Now, I do have to put a proviso on this. Things are changing so quickly, particularly at 640 kilohertz and some of the other clear channel, that we better say, tell you what, let's say that we push time back 6 months or a year. In that way, I'm protected too. I want to make sure that I haven't missed anything that Jerry Starr has come up with on the new frequency assignments and stations being built and things like that. So, in all fairness, if we say, all right, let's go back to the beginning of 1987, pretend time was frozen at that point, what three states had no radio stations operating below 800 on the dial? And for extra credit, can you tell the state that had no stations on the dial below 900? And if anybody reaches for a textbook, you get an F. You're thrown out of class. No good. You got to come up with this off the top of your head. Okay, Fred?
Okay, John. Very good. I'm still kind of stumped from the question that John gave me just before we started to put together the program, which was named Lima's 2 AM Stations. Anyways, with all that said and done, let's turn the microphones over to Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch column. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Let's start with AM Switch number 167, and the call letter changes are on 1010 WPYK Dora, Alabama becomes WDLE, 1030 WLMV Vernon Hills, Illinois changes to WNVR, on 1050 KCCO Lawton, Oklahoma becomes KKRX, on 1160 News Station in East Point, Georgia will be WMLD, 1400 KPLG Delta, Colorado changes to KDTA. 1440 WKLV Blackstone, Virginia will be WBBC. 1450 WINN Atlantic City, New Jersey changes back to its former call from many years ago, WFPG. On 1460 WRQL Jacksonville, Florida becomes WFYV. 1560 KKSL Abilene, Texas changes to KEYJ. And on 1590 WSKR Atmore, Alabama becomes WIZD. Applications for new stations. All of these are on 870 kHz in Hollowell, Maine, South Portland, Maine, Suncook, New Hampshire, Center Rutland, Vermont, and Berlin, Vermont. Now, all these applications are by the same firm, a company called Harvest Broadcasting. We suspect that some of these may turn out to be synchronous operations. We'll find out when we have a chance to see the engineering on these. Grants to new stations. There was one on 830 in Cibolo, Texas. 250 watts day and night. The antenna is U3. Applications. Highlights include on 1470 KTDL, Farmerville, Louisiana. They want to move to 1160 with 50,000 watts, daytime only. And on 1590 KXEM, McFarland, California. Would like to move their city of license to Bakersfield and move their frequency to 750 and operate full time with 1,000 watts day and night. And a couple grant highlights on 540 KJCC, Carmel Valley, California. Their day power is increased to a kilowatt. They're adding 500 watts at night and changing the antenna to U3. Don't listen for it, though. That's a new station that is not yet under construction. And on 1470 KUTY, Palmdale, California, would like to add 5,000 watts at night, change their antenna to U4. Taking a look at otherness, we start on 620, a city we are not able to correctly pronounce, so we'll spell it for you. KIPA in Hawaii. The city is NAALEHUE. You can take your best shot at it. The synchronous transmitter of KIPA here has been testing and is expected to be in operation full-time, probably by the time you hear this. On 640 WJTZ, Blountville, Tennessee, this new station was taken over by the owners of WGOC 1090 and briefly used the WGOC calls, but they are now WJTZ. This, by the way, leaves 1090, Kingsport, Tennessee, temporarily silent. On 820 WIQT, Horseheads, New York, this station is now here, formerly on 1000. 930 WNBG, Waynesboro, Tennessee, the station is here, formerly on 1400. 1010 WCBF, Sefner, Florida, this station will be silent till sometime in the spring of 1988. There's a call letter change on that, by the way, too. On 1030 KKSA, Folsom, California, silent station is back on the air. Also on 1030 KDUN, Reedsport, Oregon, is now here, formerly on 1470. 1030 WTRJ in Troy, Ohio, the appellate court has reversed the FCC's grant of this new station and has remanded the case back to the FCC for further action. So at the moment, the construction permit for WTRJ in Troy, Ohio, no longer exists. 1090, as we mentioned, WGOC, Kingsport, Tennessee. This frequency is now silent as the owners of that station have taken over the new facility on 640. The 1090 facility was donated to King College, so is expected to eventually return under their ownership. On 1220 KMVL, Madisonville, Texas, new station is on the air. 1440 KKIP, Lowell, Arkansas, new station on the air. 1450 KENN, Portales, New Mexico, this station is silent. 1490 WLGW, Lancaster, New Hampshire, new station on the air. 1550 WKVL, Clarksville, Tennessee, this station is silent pending sale, but should return once the sale is completed. 1570 CISV in Winkler, Manitoba, the station is now here, having moved from 1530. And a couple things on 1580 KWYD, Colorado Springs, Colorado, is silent, as is WSRR in Washington, New Jersey. Edition number 168 was a short one, just call letter changes reflecting the short work weeks due to the holidays in D.C. On 1050 KANC, Fraser Park, California becomes KTNT. 1080 WALD, Walterboro, South Carolina, changes to WPOG. 1180, News Station, Quakertown, Pennsylvania, becomes WBCQ. 1310, WZZZ, West Point, Georgia, will be WPLV. On 1340, KRAM, Las Vegas, Nevada, changes to KMTW. 1390, KPPL, Denver, Colorado, becomes KMDK. And on 1550, KINC, Winfield, Kansas, changes to KVFW. Edition number 169, also a somewhat shortened edition. Call letter changes on 1290, WHCM, Sheffield, Alabama, becomes WBTG. 1380, two changes, WMTA, Central City, Kentucky, becomes WTBL. And KMUS, Muskogee, Oklahoma, becomes KLUE. And on 1550, WKNF, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, changes to WORI. Two applications for new stations, actually both reapplications. They had been submitted once to the FCC, were returned, and are now being refiled. 640 Kentland, Indiana, and 880 Montecito, California. One new station was granted on 890 in Dedham, Massachusetts, 10,000 day, 1,000 night, U4. Applications from existing facilities on 1570 KVLG, LaGrange, Texas, wants to raise their day power to a kilowatt and add 500 watts at night, changing the antenna to U4. And a couple interesting grants on 910 WTXN, Lafayette, Alabama, was changing their city of license. They are going to move to Pepperell, Alabama. And on 1070 WHYZ, Greenville, South Carolina, adds 50,000 watts at night, changes the antenna to U4, and also changes their city of license to Sanssouci, South Carolina. And three interesting items under otherness on 1300 WCER in Huntington, Indiana. Station is silent. On 1380 KFLJ, Walsenburg, Colorado, is silent. And on 1390 KMDK, Denver, Colorado, the station was silent for a few days. They are now back on the air with a talk and medical information format. Edition number 170, call letter changes are on 780 WBBO, Forest City, North Carolina, becomes WHCH. Two changes on 1230, KYKC, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, becomes KKFN, and WMNB in North Adams, Massachusetts, becomes WNAW. 1340 WKRZ, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, changes to WPLJ. 1360 WXKY, Milan, Kentucky, changes to WWHY. Two changes on 1550, WMOO, Mobile, Alabama, becomes WLIT, NKRGO in West Valley City, Utah, changes to KZQQ. 1600, WTRV, Muskegon, Michigan, becomes WSNX. No applications or grants in this edition, but a number of items in the otherness column. 660 WMIC Sandusky, Michigan. This station is now here from 1560. 740 WRPX Hudson, Wisconsin. Station is silent. 840 KVEG North Las Vegas, Nevada. Target date for this new station is February 1988. On 1040 WOKT Cannonsburg, Kentucky. New station is on the air. Their first day was the 23rd of December last year. On 1210, CFYM, Kindersley, Saskatchewan, new station is on the air. They're simulcasting with a CJYM on 1330. On 1230, WKHT, Manchester, Connecticut, the programming from this station is also being broadcast on WNAQ 1380, except for a few local sporting events. 1320, CJSO, Sorel, Quebec, station is silent for good. They have moved to FM. On 1330 WDRQ, Washick, North Dakota, this silent station is back on the air. 1340 WSEK, Pittsburgh, Kansas, station is silent. On 1520 WGNB, Seminole, Florida, is silent. And 1530 WXEZ, Babson Park, Florida, is also silent. Back in the previous edition of AM Switch, we told you about the plans for some American businessmen to put a high-powered station on the air on 1610 kilohertz in Bermuda, the station reportedly having a power of 500,000 watts and aimed at the east coast of North America. The station was to operate nighttime only, and the program, of course, obviously aimed at the USA. Well, we had a chance to have a phone conversation with the person who is the head of this group, and the story is that the application has been turned down by the government of Bermuda. The primary frequency, as we reported, was to be 1610, maximum power of 500,000 watts with a sophisticated six-tower antenna system aimed toward New York City. The effective radiated power off this system was calculated to be somewhere in the vicinity of 4 megawatts. A portion of the cost of building and operating the station and the generating plant to make the juice for it was to be provided by the Bermuda Department of Tourism, but what our source termed a change in command in this department seems to be the reason for the application being denied. The plans for the station are not yet dead, but they are definitely on the back burner, and we'll keep an eye on that for you. And by the way, the person who was the head of that project is a member of the National Radio Club, so we sort of have a pipeline for future information if that project is reactivated. And finally, we'll close with edition number 171. Only two call letter changes on 1280 WWZZ Sarasota, Florida becomes WSGX, and on 1480 KCHL San Antonio, Texas changes to KKFN. Two applications for new stations, 700 in Camas, Washington, and 1160 in Cave Creek, Arizona. Grants for new stations, these are all Canadian grants, on 790 in Bedford, Saxville, Nova Scotia, 10,000 day and night. On 1200, Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, 9,000 watts day and night. 1350, Williams Lake, British Columbia, a kilowatt day and night. And on 1570 in Morden, Manitoba, 10,000 day and night. A couple application highlights from existing stations on 740 WLVG, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Wants to raise their power to 2,500 watts, change the antenna to D3. And on 860 WTEL in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, would like to increase their low night power to 500 watts and build a separate night transmitter site. No grants of interest, in fact, no grants at all, but some otherness from Edition 171 on 540 KDFT Ferris, Texas. This station did not make their announced Christmas 1987 debut. No new target date has been announced. 790 WRUM Rumford, Maine. This station was silent. It is back on the air. 840 WHGH Thomasville, Georgia. Brand new station is on the air. On 1000 KBIB Marion, Texas, this new station is having zoning problems with the antenna site. Seems that several of their antennas were going to go on land that was zoned as residential, so there is a considerable delay in their target date expected, so don't look for this one to be on the air soon. On 1010 KKGZ Brush, Colorado, station is silent. Here's a log change. If you make notes or written changes from the audio service on 1140 WEFI in East Hampton, Massachusetts, we have previously listed this station both as a grant and also when the call letters were granted as being on 1160 kilohertz. For some reason or other, the official source of information that we use from D.C. has been listing this station on 1160, and that is incorrect. Evidently a glitch in their computer program. We dug around and checked out the original application and have found out that this station is indeed on 1140. So where you have 1160, change it to 1140 for WEFI East Hampton, Massachusetts. That's a new station. By the way, it is not yet on the air. 1320 CFGM Richmond Hill, Ontario. They'll be moving, of course, to 640 kilohertz, and according to the station, they expect to do that in spring of 1988. And finally, on 1490 KVOZ Laredo, Texas, this station is still on 1490 despite persistent reports that they have already moved to 890. They have been doing testing with their 890 facility, but the programming is still on 1490. The move is expected to be made within a month or so, according to the station. And that wraps up five editions of AM Switch for this edition of the DX Audio Service from the National Radio Club. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you next month edition. Remember, if you want to keep in touch with us, or if you have questions or comments on our portion, you can either send it to Fred, and Fred will forward it to us, or if you want to send a separate letter, our address is WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 445-12-1320. That'll do it for now. Once again, here's Fred.
Drive, drive, hurry, run in and out. You young, better go, gonna be late.
Take it easy.
Slow down and live with CHL.
Toronto. I guess that cut kind of dates itself, doesn't it? From the National Radio Club's Publication Center, I'd like to remind you that you can pick up the Broadcaster's Guide to DX. It's a tri-folded guide for use with your reception reports explaining DXing and how the National Radio Club was formed and the importance of QSLs to DXers. It's available in Spanish, French, or English. Please specify on your order. 20 of them for U.S. $1. Also, National Radio Club stationery with the NRC logo and header in black ink. 100 sheets for U.S. $4 available to NRC members only. And that's the National Radio Club Publication Center, Box 164, Mansfield, New York. And the zip code is 13661.
CHUM 1050 Toronto.
And now here's Mr. Aircheck himself, Phil Wayne.
Thanks, Fred, and hello, DXers. This is Market Scope for February 1988. I'm Phil Wayne. We're back in Cleveland once again, tuning the FM band. First up is WRQC, 92.3 megahertz. WRQC has been AOR or CHR for the past 10 years, but has been plagued with signal problems.
Oh, yeah. The hotline of hits is open. 578-0092-ROCK to get your request. Do it now, Cleveland. Like the quiet riot. Come on.
Come on, feel the noise.
It's 9 o'clock, and I'm Dave Sharp, playing Cleveland's hottest hits from 92 WRQC.
WRQC and Skipper are already willing and able to get your favorite song on the radio right now. You give me a call. 578-0092. Your favorite hit is only seven numbers away. It's Cleveland's hotline that hits WRQC. Got some Survivor for you.
92 WRQC.
Q is WRQC Cleveland Heights. It's 7 o'clock. And Scott Miller playing the hot new DeBarge. Who's holding Donna now? Listen for it this hour, along with a lot of fun. The old guy's going to be stopping by. Going to make a few phone calls here. And we're going to have fun, guaranteed, this hour, right here at 92Q.
Well, I'm going to head on out to the west side to do my thing. On behalf of everybody in Cleveland, I wish you my sympathy. Dave Nicholas next with all of Cleveland's hottest hits for you on Power 92. Jack Daniels, Cleveland's nighttime music. Yeah! Going to head out.
Portions of tonight's show are brought to you by Perry Nuclear Power Creamy Mushroom Dressing. Thank you.
Good night, Tess.
Music, 92Q.
92Q music time is considerably after 10 o'clock. Dave Nicholas playing your hits on Power 92, the best music all night long from WRQC Cleveland Heights.
Cleveland, your hits are on 92Q.
And number one, Dion and Friends' first million-selling single of the year. It's also raised over $500,000 for continuing AIDS research. That's what friends are for. Power 92 playing the hits all night long. 10:08, 92Q music time with Dave.
I forgot to let you know.
Tell me.
You want a mic?
You got it. Linda Jackson on 92Q inviting you to Public Square this year instead of Times Square for the 92Q Cleveland New Year. Starts at 9 o'clock and goes until 1 in the morning. Victory Boulevard with live rock and roll for you. We'll have a countdown, a giant fireworks display at midnight. Featured attraction this year will be Jim Shea as Baby New Year. Don't miss it. It's all free from 92Q and Coca-Cola.
Linda Jackson, 92Q.
10 in a row every hour on 92Q. Linda Jackson, proud to say I'm a Viking. Even though the NCAA dealt them a fatal blow, a near fatal blow, they're still hanging in there. In the 92Q Sports Watch, the Cleveland State Vikings beat Niagara 86-76 in the Milwaukee Classic last night. Tonight, the Vikings play for the championship.
Ooh,
proud of the Cleveland State Vikings today, but of course we're still proud of the Browns. It's official now. Their first playoff game will be Saturday, January 9th at the stadium. They'll play either the Colts or the Seahawks, but it doesn't matter. The Browns will be victorious because this is Dog City. In the city by the
lake. Our next stop is WGCL, where Greater Cleveland listens, also a top 40 station for most of its modern history. With the sale of the station 1.5 years ago, WGCL became WNCX with a classic AOR format.
Good afternoon to you. This is Bubba Morgan checking in with 38 Special coming up along with Cool of the Gang and Hall & Oates.
Give a first dial at once when calling this number.
98.5 WGCL. It is 210, right in the middle of a 45-minute free ride. Air Radio, 98.5 WGCL. It's 922. This is Bob Brown. Good morning. Later on this hour, we'll be letting you call in to win Julian Lennon's Valot album. Listen for the touchstone. Be the random caller.
This winter, keep the fire going with Spanky's East in Painesville and Spanky's West in North Ridgeville. Spanky's is burning it up tonight. Tomorrow night, Spanky's East welcomes Bumper Morgan for a special WGCL party night. Check the Scene magazine for complete details.
WGCL. Snow flurries and about an inch of accumulation for today. High today will be 30 degrees. More snow, windy and cold overnight with a low of 15 degrees. Tomorrow some flurries and squalls with a high of 18. 25 now. 98.5 WGCL.
Home of hot back-to-back kicks. Bumper Morgan, it is 8:02. We're in the middle of 40 minutes of the most hit music with Mr. Phil Collins.
Okay.
Be listening Friday morning at 7:10 a.m. to win grand prize number 3, a hot new 1986 Chevy C24 in the WGCL Pepsi Driveaway Flyaway Sweepstakes.
Honestly, I can't believe it. It's just
WGCL. Coming up in minutes, Hall & Oates, Ray Parker Jr. and Tina Turner. 98.5 WGCL is going through changes and building a better radio station for you. We want to know what you like and dislike about WGCL. Call the WGCL input line right now at 578-1313 and tell us how we can make WGCL a better radio station for you. The WGCL input line at 578-1313. You talk, we listen.
98.5 WGCL.
98.5 WGCL. It's Oh Sherry, but the girls in Euclid say Oh Stevie. And CC Matthews, 11:20 almost. Good morning.
98.5 WGCL. Cleveland weather.
Here comes the rain again. Showers this afternoon, a high near 60. And then showers again tonight, low near 50. Tomorrow, much the same. Right now, it's cloudy and 50 degrees.
98.5 WGCL.
To prove that U98 plays the most hit music. Get ready for another 40 minutes of back-to-back hits on the Heartland. G98.
WTCL.
The all-new G98 plays hot summertime hits on your radio dial. Stick around for 40 minutes and we will prove it to you. It's after 12 midnight. Here comes a home morning. Rick Kramer checking in and still pumping out the most hit music.
WGCL. WGAR-FM, 99.5 megahertz, is finally doing well as Cleveland's dominant country station. WGAR-FM simulcasts its 50-kilowatt AM sister on 1220 kilohertz.
John Conley, your basic everyday kind of guy, common man is what he is. Glenn Campbell saying it's just a matter of time, and George Strait saying the chair. It's 11 minutes after 6 o'clock at evening. I'm Donna Morgan with your brand of country, WGAR-FM, 99.5. We have coming up at 7 o'clock, Solid Gold, 7 o'clock. Good time for it, don't you think? What we're doing between now and 6:30 is taking your requests at 578-1234 from Akron, 794-WGAR, from Canton, 450-WGAR. We've heard from a lot of people this evening, but we haven't heard from you yet. Music from John Schneider. What's a memory like you doing in a love like this anyway? The Forrester Sisters sang Just In Case, and E.T. Conley did Silent Treatment. It's 6:20. I'm Donna Morgan with your brand of country, WGAR-FM, 99.5. Anything but Silent Treatment these days. We have a weather forecast coming up, and we're looking forward to hearing from you with your request at 578-1234 from Akron, 794-WGAR, or from Canton, 450-WGAR.
Looking for a great value used car? Your greater Cleveland area Toyota dealers have it.
Oh, it's Ohio. We give you more to go on.
I think we're...
Don't say it, Ralph.
Okay.
Here's the WGAR-FM weather check forecast.
Cold temperatures and some snow for the next 24 hours. This is WGAR meteorologist Carl Echols. Breezy and cold tonight with some light snow or flurries overnight. Snow accumulations of an inch or two by dawn. A low around 10, but with temperatures slowly rising later on tonight. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, breezy and cold with periods of light snow and local squalls, a high of 25. Tomorrow night breezy and cold with flurries, a low of 13. And Wednesday periods of clouds and sunshine and cold with a high of 28. This is WGAR Weather Check meteorologist Carl Echols.
17 degrees in Akron, Canton, 18 degrees in Cleveland, and snowing all over the place. From your brand of country, WGAR-FM, 99.5, 578-1234 is the number to call with your request.
Rolling Stone Magazine's Station of the Year is WMMS at 100.7 megahertz. A successful AOR station for 20 years, WMMS shocked the world by changing to a CHR format several years ago, increasing its popularity and widening the gap in the ratings race.
It's 7:32 from WMMS.
46 degrees under cloudy skies, the MMS forecast. Scattered showers, high 50. Why did it ever go up? It's 50 in Columbus, 49 in Youngstown and Akron, Canton, 46 at Hopkins, 49 here at MMS. 7:37 the time. Good morning. This is Ed Ferentz reporting the news. News brought to you by Classic Chevrolet, BMW, and Mentor, with Ohio's largest Chevrolet inventory. Our top story, as the probe of the Challenger disaster goes on, it's becoming more and more evident the shuttle should never have gone up. Now it's back to more music here at WMMS.
Whitney Houston, I want to know, or how will I know?
Just ask.
Freudian slip, 741. Bustard Morning Zoo. Lines are wide open now for Blow Something Up, 348-1007, 1-800-348-1007. If you want to blow something up, feel free to give us a call.
Find the heaviest traffic of all on the major arteries into the downtown area.
745 from the MMS Bustard Morning Zoo. This is Jeff Kinsbach along with Ed Flash Ferentz, Ruby Cheeks, and Lynn Boom Boom Goldberg from now until 10 from 100.7 WMMS. Blow-ups and the song of the week coming up moments from now. We'll keep talking about casual sex as the morning goes on as well. It's Wednesday, February 19th. Dream Academy. Life in a northern town.
Now, it's time to blow something up.
Remember, the views expressed on this feature are those of our listeners and aired solely for their entertainment. Another public service from the Buzzard Morning Zoo.
Morning, you're on the radio. What do you want to blow up?
I want to blow up my teacher.
How old are you?
10.
Why do you want to blow up your teacher?
Well, see, because I got my ear pierced and she won't let me have it.
She won't let you wear an earring?
Nope.
Did you tell your mom about this?
Yeah.
What'd your mom say?
She knows.
Huh.
Is that mom in the background?
Yeah.
I can hear her.
That sure has a lot to do with education, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty trite.
So you can't wear the earring?
No.
But you still have the hole in your ear?
Yeah. Well, we put a Band-Aid over my ear.
What reason did the teacher give you?
I don't know. She didn't really say.
Is this a public school?
No.
Okay.
It's a private school.
Yeah. You can do just about anything in a private school.
They can even beat you.
Well, okay, we'll blow your teacher up for
you. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Morning, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to blow up MTV.
Why? What's the reason for this?
Well, last night I was watching it, and Mark Goodman comes on and says that he has the Hooters as their guest.
Right.
And the Hooters are saying that they want the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Philadelphia because Dick Clark started a bandstand there and all that crap.
Right. So what did Goodman say?
Goodman says, well, that Cleveland's in the running. That was nice of him. But he said that Philadelphia has a strong point right now.
Mr. Goodman, well, maybe we'll call up Nina, have her go in there with a big pie and throw it in his face.
Well, yeah, that would do it.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll blow him up. Go ahead, push the button.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
7:56 from the Abomash Buzzard Morning Zoo. Time for the song of the week. From the Wrestlers. Moan to the bone.
Yeah. At 104.1, WQAL is Cleveland's dominant easy listening station with Bonneville Broadcasting's Ultra Format.
And stick around, Bill Lee coming up next with a listening post. Serving Lorain, Elyria, and all of Northeast Ohio, this is WQAL Cleveland. Easy 104, where the best is yet to come.
WMJI 105.7 is Cleveland's most popular adult contemporary station. WMJI recently brought back ex-WGAR personality John Lanigan to increase its listenership over rival WLTF.
And the high tomorrow, about 18 degrees.
Right now, 24 degrees at WMJI, Cleveland's Magic 105.7.
Kim and Dan played your favorites of yesterday and today at 6 o'clock.
Magic 105.7. It's 6:02, 2 minutes past 6. Traffic condition yellow this morning. Be cautious coming in. Mossman will have traffic next hour.
We give you more music with Magic Music Marathons. 30 minutes of continuous music at least 12 times every day on Magic.
WMJI, Magic 105.7. Stan Warren rolling a 45-minute Magic Marathon. Exclusive radar weather, winter storm watch for late tonight and also tomorrow. Winter storm watch, snow developing tonight. Low will be in about the 20-degree range. 28 degrees right now at Magic.
Longtime Top 40 WZZP is now adult contemporary WLTF at 106.5 megahertz.
106.5 WZZP and the Bee Gees with a real nice tune there called Night Fever. Undone, Burton Cummings and the Guess Who on WZZP. I Still Can't Get Over Loving You, Ray Parker Jr. and Dr. My Eyes. Jackson Brown kicking things off for us. Well, it's 13 and a half now after 10. Good evening. Valentine's Day is going to be a very special day here, so be sure to be listening to us on that day as we might be playing your Valentine dedication. Now, if we do, your sweetheart's going to be getting a beautiful bouquet of flowers from Scott's Flowers, some delicious Valentine candy, and you know how long that lasts, courtesy of Mally's Candy, and also a singing telegram from Eastern Onion. It all starts Valentine's Day at 10 a.m.
106.5 WZZP, WZZP. Light Rock 106.5 WLTF. Take a look at me now. Phil Collins against the odds, 451 with Bruce Ryan. And Chicago is coming up here in just a couple minutes. Right now, though, another check on how you're doing getting home this afternoon. Here's Jim LaCrone.
Already heavier than normal traffic around Public Square. This Metro Traffic Report brought to you by Fazio's, the fresh food people.
Sunny downtown, 84 degrees at 455. Here's Tracy St. John with this news update brought to you by Metro Toyota, home of the new 1984 front-wheel drive Toyota Corolla. And the campaign trail leads to Cleveland.
Democratic presidential candidate Walter Mondale.
Our WLTF Cleveland weather, direct from the National Weather Service, at Cleveland's Light Rock 106.5.
And then there's the Wave at 107.3 megahertz. The Wave is a light jazz adult contemporary format, similar to that pioneered by KTWV Los Angeles and delivered by satellite to subscribing stations.
Oh, this is the most boring date I have ever been subjected to. What time is it? 9 o'clock. Oh, God, the night is young.
This is the most boring date I have ever been subjected to. Let me see what time it is. Oh, 9 o'clock? Oh, my God, the night is still young.
So, what do you want to do now?
How about if we go get some coffee?
Fine.
Oh, God.
Our apologies are extended to those Cleveland stations for which we have no recent air checks. I hope you've enjoyed our partial profile of Cleveland FMs. Why don't you contact me and help me do a profile of your market? For the DX Audio Service and MarketScope, this is Phil Wayne.
Thank you very much, Phil. And before we flip over to side two of this cassette, I'd like to make mention that we were going to have a review of the new Superloop 900 on this edition. However, we had to postpone it because we have to get the loop out to the people testing the loop. So, on the next edition of the Audio Service, we'll have some test results for you on that product, which will be released very shortly and in production. Now, I'll see you on side two with John Bowker and a whole lot more of the DX Audio Service.